Welcome to My Greek Teacher Podcast. My name is Efi Asvesti and I am founder, teacher and copywriter at mygreekteacher.com. If you are looking for someone to guide you in the Greek language, I will be very happy to help you. Just click mygreekteacher.com and send me a personal email. Today we are going to talk about what we do when we feel tired, what we do when we feel like we want to quit. And let's talk about a fact. That moment comes for every fighter. So let's talk about what we do step by step in every time that moment comes. There comes a moment and more moments like that in the whole process when you feel like you want to quit. You feel tired and overwhelmed. When you first thought about learning Greek, you had a different picture of it and now you feel disappointed. Let me tell you something, there is no single person that doesn't feel this way. It is not possible for someone who does things not to feel frustrated with the process at some point. My uncle, who started learning Byzantine music in his 70s, now he is in his 80s, told me he wanted to quit during every single lesson, all these years. If you feel special because you feel overwhelmed, you are not. In this podcast, we will talk about what we can do or what we need to do when we feel like this. I come with this very often when my students get overwhelmed every week. Also, I face it as a learner a lot. So, this time comes. What am I doing now? We need to be serious here. We need to stay with ourselves quietly and ask this only one question. Do I want it? Do I really need it? Does this hobby add to my life? Does the knowledge I get make me content? You know, you can also speak English with the people you want to communicate. You don't have to learn Greek. Do you really want it? Does it add to your psychology? Does it add value to your life? There are only two answers to this question. First, the answer is no. If the answer is no, celebrate it. Don't feel bad and guilty about anything. Let it go. Don't drag this with you. Leave the rope. See clearly that what you had first in your mind isn't going the way you had dreamt it would be. You gave it a try, and now you know that this is not for you. We are looking for sources of happiness in our life. We have already many problems and tasks. Don't add one more. Go out and celebrate your freedom. You are content with your decision to start learning Greek and you know when to end it. You have control over your life, not a dream, an expectation or anything else. Celebrate your freedom and do something enjoyable today. This is over and you are fabulously fine with it. You are an amazing person. Love yourself and give credit for all this process you put yourself in. Go outside, reward yourself for your decision. You expanded your path. You didn't just dream of doing it. You went for it, you tried it, and now you know this wasn't for you. This is a great win. Now let's go and talk about what we do if the answer is yes. I really want to do it. I need to learn Greek. Trying to speak with Greeks in their language is helpful. It is beneficial for my heart. I get to know them better too. I want to open a new door for my spirit and see the world differently than my language has trained me to think it is. I want to read the signs of the places I visit, get familiar with etymologies, communicate with my family, if I have Greek heritage. I want to know the language of my heritage or show my friends how much I love them. I want to order my food in Greek and add quality to my trips when I visit Greece. So, if you reply yes to this question, I suggest you to do this. Realize that you are tired. Accept it. Don't try to hide it. It is something not permanent. It will go. Give a break to your mind and take a rest. 2 days from now, you will be starting thinking about it again. Now, give yourself a reward for the realization you have made. Love yourself and give credit for all the process you have put yourself in, okay? You are an amazing person. Eat something healthy and give yourself vitamins. Be a good friend to yourself and realize that you are tired, but this means nothing for your goal. Maybe you need to change your pattern of learning too. Every time your mind tells you cannot do it, go back to yourself when you started, see how far you have gone, and count your blessings. Take a break and come back stronger. Taking a break for me ranks number 3 in the top list for success in learning a language. Number 1, make time for it. Number 2, speak kindly to yourself in the process. Number 3, take a break. When you have a break, but you have worked with yourself before, you don't start over, you have an elite comeback, enjoying the privileges you created for yourself with your previous work. Go have a break and get ready for your elite comeback. In this comeback, you will not start over, you will not be a beginner, you will have already worked for the new level that you enter. This game never gets easier, you get more experienced with your practice. And that's the beauty of the process, we shape our character. The fact is, no adult has got time, and I know this, because my students are all adults. This is a fact for me. My students don't have time. I need to find solutions to this problem. The fact is, we will feel like we want to give up in every lesson, just like my uncle did. This is a story. The question is, do you want to play it or not? Yes or no? The language never gets easier. You get stronger, and that's the beauty of this journey. You shape your character. If you don't practice, the language will always seem tremendous in front of your eyes and you will feel tiny. But let me tell you a brutal truth, and it applies to everything, not only in the Greek language. Do not blame the language or anything for the work you don't do. Don't complain about the work you don't do. And I say this first to myself, okay? The game never changes. You get stronger with your practice. And it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day. You either do it or not. The fact that you listen to this podcast means that you are normally very tired, so take under consideration the 2 dots. Do I really want to do it? Yes or not? And be serious about the answer you give to yourself. In our next podcast, we are going to talk about how to stay motivated to continue with our goal and always keep in your mind that we are all in the same room. You are not alone. I am here too, and everybody you know around you that wants to learn new things, wants to shape their character, are in the same room. So let's share our ideas about how we can get better and have things not easier, but let's say more enjoyable during this journey. Let's meet at the next podcast. Enjoy your week.